I'm Eric Whitney. A campaign launched yesterday in Missoula in support of an open spaces bond that'll be appearing on the county ballot November 6th. The $15 million bond is a property tax increase and would go towards purchasing and preserving open spaces like rivers and trails in the county. Amber Sherrill is the executive director of the Five Valleys Land Trust Conservation Group.
One of the pieces that we feel like would be important in this bond is linking some of the underserved neighborhoods in the city of Missoula to the open spaces on the outside of the valley. So we're looking into where those corridors would be as well.
A previous open spaces bond in the amount of $10 million was approved by 70% of Missoula County voters back in 2006. But Sherrill says most of that money's already been spent. According to Sherrill, the new bond would cost Missoula homeowners an average of $18 a year. She says the 2006 bond brought in nearly four times what it cost local taxpayers in matched funds from the state and federal governments.
I think people are excited to know how much additional money has been brought into the county.
Critics of the bond have pointed out that setting aside more land for open spaces could worsen Missoula's affordable housing crisis and further drive up the price of developable land. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.